This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. This part of the program is brought to you by Smart and Final. 7 o'clock this morning.
Oh,
the
big
announcement.
News.
Yes, we have all the Winterland, everything. Who's playing, when it's happening, when the tickets go on sale. Yada, yada, yada.
Our boss really outdid himself this time.
That is for sure. We're very excited
and
about
he
it.
Locked it down months ago.
Oh, yeah.
We've known this secret for way too long.
Wait, we should never have known this. We've known for way too long. Every time the person comes up, I'm always like, oh no. Sarah, don't do it. Stop yourself.
Oh. That's true.
Yeah, 7 o'clock. We have the whole rundown. Scott Capurro is also joining us today, so a lot going on the show today. That's at 8 o'clock. I will say this about today's celebrity trash. Every other freaking story was, this new guy, Jeffrey Tambach.
Oh yeah,
never heard his name until yesterday.
Well, you're gonna hear it more and more. I think the guy who wrote the original story had something like 30 women who. This was the Sunday Times. 30 or so women had come forward. He said since he printed the story, 200 other women, like 193 women, were like, "Yep, me too."
Well, one of the articles I read on this Tobac guy is he fancies himself. Or I think he wrote The Pickup Artist, which Robert Downey Jr. starred in. And mm-hmm. I never saw it. I'm assuming it's what the title says.
Right.
I think he wrote that sort of from his own perspective. Like,
oh, I'll get Robert Downey Jr. to play me.
Right. Exactly right. Or at least that's how the story worded it or led me to believe that he fancies himself a ladies' man, even though what he's really doing is creepy and rapey and disgusting.
Right. Just an abuse of power.
Right.
So anyway, just a warning. I am trying to find fun things to throw at the front, but there's underneath it all. And it's everything too, man. There's there's that guy. There's more Harvey Weinstein stuff. Bill O'Reilly's yapping. Megyn Kelly's yelling about him. Like, it's just every other page I turn, I'm like, oh God, more of this. And I have to say, it's great that women are feeling it. There was one woman talking about Harvey Weinstein that I'm sure I'll get to at some point today, where she's basically like, look, not only did I get abused by him for however long, I think she was like his assistant, but then I had to sign this non-disclosure thing. She's like, the law doesn't really work for us.
Victims,
because these people in places of power, they pay you off. It becomes just like a money thing. Like they pay you off, and then in order for you to get this payoff and to feel like you got anything out of the deal, you got to sign this non-disclosure thing. So she's publicly breaking her non-disclosure, which I don't know what that will mean for her. Does that mean she can
open
get sued?
To a lawsuit?
Yeah, I guess.
Absolutely.
Which is 10th down in the row,
right?
Of what
exactly
has going on.
But I wondered too, like if you sign a non-disclosure and then you break it, can they, I mean, what, so they can sue you for breaking the non-disclosure, but is it like, does that go to like a court with a jury? Like, does the jury go, the guy's a scumbag and we're not gonna, like, I don't know what happens with that.
Look, I'm with her that she shouldn't have had to sign a non-disclosure, but she took the money, mm-hmm. which that's the part. She didn't have to take the money.
Right.
And then she could have gone right to the police and said, this is what happened. So I'm not defending Harvey Weinstein, but we look at these football players who sign these huge money contracts and then they bitch about it. I want more money. I need a new deal. And you go, dude, you put your name on that deal. Don't sign deals you're not willing to keep.
Right.
And that's where she's caught.
Right.
I don't, as far as breaking the deal, I don't think that she'll be in trouble because he's got too much. The wave is too big.
Mm-hmm.
headed at him, that there's going to be any point for him to stop and say, I'm going to hire a lawyer to get that girl.
Right.
That assistant.
Yeah,
right.
That person. And yet, you know, I guess the lesson is, the point is, you sign contracts, don't sign them. Mm. She didn't have to sign that, did she?
Well, I guess she did if she wanted the money. And
right.
I think that, you know, the problem being that if she goes to the police, it's like his word against her. She doesn't have the kind of money it would take to fight that or to take that to court. I just feel like these, and I think these guys know it. And
well,
clearly their company knows it. Like, this dude had clauses in his contract about, you know, any more sexual abuse, you're going to have to pay us back for all the stuff that we do for you.
I only know this as a man. So, and people will write in, they do it all the time. White privilege. You're a man. You don't know what you're talking about. So I get it as I say this. I would have taken the money too if I were her.
Right.
I would have said the money's going to do me a lot more good than some case that I may even lose because
right.
this guy's got all the power.
And I will get totally dragged through the mud. All my actions get called into question.
So if I'm her, I take the money. So don't right. think I'm saying she shouldn't have. I'm just saying when you sign contracts, that puts you in a position. You took the money and you
right.
got that new IKEA coffee table.
Yay.
There you are.
Yeah, it's a total rock and a hard place. I think when the wave, as you mentioned, starts rolling, people do feel more empowered. Like in that moment, I'm sure you're very, you know, as you're being tortured by this person, you don't realize that there's a wave because there isn't one at that point. There's just all the girls who have been quieted down or all the people. Listen, a lot of guys have come forward too. There's a guy from Scandal who's saying, yeah, that happened to me. And Tom Jones, I think.
Oh, well, who was the first guy that spoke up? He's in Brooklyn 911. Yeah.
Oh, Terry, yeah. What's his last name? Terry what?
Cruz.
Terry Cruz. And then Corey Feldman's been yelling about it for years.
And Barbara shamed him.
Barbara Walters shamed.
Yes.
Yeah, that's one of the things
what
people have written
you,
in. He on The
says,
View said all
she
this
She said
stuff.
Something like, you realize you're trying to ruin an industry. He's like, whoa.
I'm actually just trying to keep other kids from getting abused.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, that's and
it's
that I think
spill out in a couple weeks. He's shopping.
Oh,
yeah,
and talking about
he's
Corey
been
Haim.
Dropping hints
yeah.
and yeah,
like,
all kinds of stuff.
You're gonna be shocked when I tell you
yeah.
who the people are.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so he's ready to. He's finally ready to name names.
Yeah,
because that's the problem with him all along is
he alleged all this stuff.
You
but
can't
didn't.
Speak in mystery. We don't. None of us talk mystery. We don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
Say it.
But he's kept it a secret for all these years. All these years.
Yeah. I wonder if he signed some kind of non-disclosure.
Maybe.
Probably.
I wonder if there's a limitation.
Statute of limitations. Yeah. Maybe. You mean on the non-disclosure?
Mm-hmm.
Or yeah, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think one of the things about taking the money in these situations, though, if you know this person is a predator, is you're like enabling the behavior to continue. And I'm not saying that, you know, as each person makes their decision and decides they're taking it, they sign the non-disclosure, you know, they know it's a futile fight. I guess if you did go forward with like charges, you would hope that other people would come out and support you, but you can't know that because they've all been silenced too. And so, I don't know, it's like you clear the way for the next victim. Anyway.
Well, but that's not fair to put on someone's doorstep
no,
because
totally.
In a situation like that, I just told you, if I'm in that position, I've been so broke in my life where if someone put that money in front of me, I couldn't have signed the paper fast enough.
Right.
Whatever they'd done to me, because that money will change my sad existence. Whatever
you
it is.
Now.
More
you
happy.
Can pay your rent now. You can
right.
pay
right.
your bills.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you just have to deal with the mental consequences. So anyway, believe me, we'll be talking plenty about that. There's a million things today about that. So here's something that isn't that. Not great news. Daisy Berkowitz. You know who that is?
I do. That's one of the original band members in Marilyn Manson's band.
He's the founding guitarist. And he passed away.
Yeah.
He died at the age of 49. Of colon cancer. In August of 2013, he was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer. So he got 4 more years, during which I'm sure he battled it, and it was probably not 4 great years. 6 days before his death, he posted a photo on his Instagram of his eyes yellowed from jaundice, side effect of the cancer. I know.
Well, the story I read, though, and I guess this is the message, although he's an artist, and I don't necessarily know if he had a ton of money, he left the band long before they got huge.
Right. Well, Antichrist Superstar is when he got kicked out.
Right, and he didn't, I don't even think he got writing credits for it as they made it.
He got six songs on that album, credited for six songs, but then he sued because even though he was credited, he wasn't getting paid.
Right.
But he needed the money.
Right.
We
so,
all want the money.
What I was going to say is he had incredible stomach and abdominal pain for years before he finally went and got checked, and it turned out
he
it
just
was
thought
this.
It was what? Stress and
I
ulcer?
Don't know. I don't know what he thought. Or maybe he didn't have the money, or maybe right. he didn't have medical insurance, but there's an example of someone who'd been getting warning signs and didn't take them seriously right. or couldn't take them seriously.
Yeah.
Bummer.
Break down and go to the doctor. Right. For him to be diagnosed with stage four years ago. I mean, 4 years ago. Jesus. That's a long time to be battling that. Billy Joel's new baby has arrived.
I guess his, how old is he?
He is 68.
What?
68.
Yeah.
And he just had a baby.
Well, don't worry. His wife's only 35. So Billy Joel's wife, Alexis.
Wait, I thought Alexis was his kid.
Alexa is his yeah. kid.
Oh, my God. Get out of here.
They're 4 years apart. Alexa is 31, his daughter, and Alexis is 35. So she had the baby on Sunday. It's a little girl, and her name is Remy Ann Joel.
Remy?
Remy, R-E-M-Y.
Okay, that's cute.
Like Remy Martin.
It's a booze, isn't it?
It is, I think.
I think so.
This is their second kid. They have a two-year-old as well, a daughter named Della Rose.
They do?
They do. Alexa, the daughter, with his second wife, Christy Brinkley, was in the delivery room when she gave birth.
Are you kidding?
Okay, listen, it's like, you know, they're the same age. They're, I'm sure, great friends.
I know, but the ex-wife and the stepdaughter?
No. The daughter.
Oh, just the daughter.
Just the daughter.
Not Christy Brinkley?
No.
That would have been weird, right?
So those are her sisters that are being born.
That's right. Well, they're her half-sisters, right?
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah. But you, I mean, you don't look at...
Oh, absolutely.
You don't go like,
sister.
You're only partly my sister.
Yeah.
I think that's neat. I mean, and she could very easily be like, my inheritance just got cut in whatever.
In another third. Now I'm only getting a third.
But there may be enough there for everybody. There's no issue.
Let's see what he's worth. There's got to be more than enough there.
Billy Joel is one of those dudes who famously lost everything and had to rebuild.
Yeah.
He had a guy who was, I don't know if it was in his family or someone in his wife's family, was taking care of his dough and lost it all.
Oh, I do remember hearing that.
Like he found out he was completely broke.
Was how long ago?
Many years.
Oh.
So he's been able to, you know, obviously
sure. 160 mils
rebuild that.
I bet you even just his monthly royalty checks are just, you know,
insane.
You still don't want to find yourself
you
at
don't.
Zero
oh,
after
absolutely.
Years of making records and touring.
I'm 100% with you, but it's you know, he'll be okay. And listen, all the little daughters will be okay
can you
too.
Imagine you'd be like, I was wasted for 10 years. I barely survived it. Where's my money?
Right. That's what I was doing the whole time. Being wasted and earning. I'm sick of being wasted.
I just want to sit on the couch for a minute.
I want to go to an island. I can't afford an island. I'm Billy Joel.
My liver hurts.
My eyes are jaundiced. Oh, anyway, they have a new baby.
Speaking of babies, how's the watch going, Brent?
Yeah, baby watch. You got to get some baby watch music.
Let me work on that.
With a little, like, baby, you know, baby tingle music.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like a baby mobile.
Yeah.
All right, I'll be back.
No, how? Well, give us the update first.
There's no update. She's just chilling, you know?
Did you guys have the doctor appointment yesterday?
Yeah, what's going
no,
on?
No, that we had to schedule it for today. They weren't available. So that's happening today.
Did you have sex?
Be honest. For once.
We did. We forced it, though. I did some research. I did some research because I saw a texter come in yesterday. Yeah. It was like at 6 in the morning. They're saying how things help. Certain things help.
Oh, yeah. There's this pizza that's supposed to help.
Well, did you get the pizza?
A good bang is supposed to help, too.
Yeah.
Gets everything moving.
Well, it's supposed to make sure that she gets hers and that stimulates the muscles and stuff like that.
Did it work?
So, did she get hers or what?
She got hers, yeah. That was the whole point of it. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that we tried to somehow expedite this process. But yeah, we're just sitting here. Nothing to report here.
All right. Well, every day I get here and you're not here first thing, I'm like, where's Bryn? What's going on?
We're all staring at the elevators waiting for him to arrive.
Open, open, open. Star Wars The Last Jedi hits theaters on December 15th, and analysts are predicting that it will make $215 million in its opening weekend.
Ooh.
If that's true, it'll be the second biggest opening of all time. Jurassic World currently sits at number 2. So it'll knock that to number 3. Jurassic World.
It was garbage.
It was fine.
Oh, that was the dumbest piece of poo.
$208 million. So it would be amazing if The Last Jedi took the top spot, but it probably won't. That is its predecessor, Star Wars The Force Awakens. In 2015, that opened with $247 million, or almost $248. Yeah, what's up?
Can I ask Hooman a question? Hooman?
Yes.
The other day ago, I was at the Jiffy Lube getting Party's van oil changed, and I'm watching this Transformers on the waiting room.
The movie was on?
It was one of the Transformers movies. I'm assuming it's one of the more recent ones. And I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking, is this even a movie? Did that movie do any good? Are those done? Is that over?
Yeah, hopefully the franchise is over.
I like the first one.
It was unwatchable. Mm. It's just the screen is all computer graphics. It's this fight that is, you can't even see who's who, what's what.
Were you too close to the TV?
No, it was just, and it's like, you know, this one robot lands on the ground really hard, and then you see the wind and the, I'm just going, this isn't even a movie. What are we watching?
Yeah.
It's
a video game.
Maybe.
It's almost like you could watch videos of cars getting crushed in one of those junkyards, and it would look like the same thing, like the way the stuff buckles and changes.
She's so stupid.
Like, the thing about the actual Transformer toys is that they had some logic to them. Like, the kids like to go from one thing, and this has to, like, it seems like there's no rhyme or reason to how they transform. They go from being whatever, the car, into, it's like, this, it's just like you could almost just focus in on it. It could be a car being crushed.
Anyway, I thought of that because The Lost World's another one that's just this. These computer graphics leave you with no real movie. It's just.
Right.
Oh, there comes a dinosaur running after some lady running in heels.
Oh, I like that. I like that, though.
Yeah, the Transformers movies. So if you had the opportunity to see them in IMAX 3D, they were actually kind of fun to watch. Because Michael Bay was doing really crazy things with sunrises and sunsets and like there'll be moments where Mark Wahlberg's talking to his daughter and going, you know, you gotta trust me, I gotta go, I gotta save the world. But like the background would be incredible and you'd be like, wow, look at these colors. This is like so picturesque.
How could they not just take a moment and enjoy their last sunset together?
I know, I'm like purple to the left and this beautiful hue of orange to the right, and then it's kind of the stars and the like, wow. Just drink that in for it. You don't even have to listen to the words. You can just watch the
visuals. So you're saying the cinematography when it's not just a screen full of CG was amazing.
Or that sunset was the computer graphics.
Yeah, yeah, it was the computer. Yeah, there's no such thing as a sunset like that.
Anyway, Star Wars is set to debut.
Good luck to them. These blockbusters continue to just bring in more dough. 215, you say, first weekend?
That's what they're predicting.
Good luck to them.
By the way, everyone, since we're talking about films, this week we'll be reviewing Suburbicon.
Oh, how was that? You saw it last night?
Yeah.
Oh, with our friend Rudy.
Oh, no.
He has a frowny face.
Mm. That's too bad.
Yeah, with Rudy, our friend. Rudy.
Are you and Rudy still going strong, though?
We are. We did a bunch of Alice Instagram stories. If you want to check those out, Alice973 Instagram.
Oh, that's good. All right.
Well, they only last 24 hours, everybody.
Well, the love is alive, everyone.
Yeah. Just really quickly, there were a couple of things that happened on this date in history. 37 years ago today in 1980, the David Letterman show was done in its daytime run. Is anyone here besides me? I guess, Vinny, maybe you know that he had a daytime talk show.
I watched an episode or two on YouTube when you guys first told us about it a couple years ago.
My mom would always have the David Letterman show. I don't know how long it ran for. It stopped on this date in 1980. It was the last time it aired on NBC daytime. It won 2 Emmys the following May and returned on NBC's late night schedule in February of 1982. That's when Letterman took over at night.
I love him.
Yeah.
And yes, I was aware of the show, and I don't think I watched it, but I've just always loved Letterman.
Isn't he coming back to Netflix? Didn't you report that?
Yeah, he's doing like one-on-one interview pieces, like long-form interview things. He's got a big old beard now. He's cute. He smiles in that beard, and that gap is still there.
Did you ever watch when he interviewed Paris Hilton on his late-night show? He was so mean to her. You guys remember that?
Well, she's a dingbat.
Yeah, and I mean, he can be, that's one of his things. Yeah. He can be kind of cutting and mean.
Right. 28 years ago today, in 1989, Reverend Jim Baker, was sentenced to 45 years in prison, fined $500,000 for his conviction on 24 counts of fraud and conspiracy stemming from the Praise the Lord ministry.
Is he still in jail?
He's not. He got out. He got 45 years in prison, and he served about 5 of them.
Oh.
And now he's got a whole new show. He's all back in business.
Oh.
Yeah. He was confronted about the missing $158 million. He claimed that Satan had gotten into his ministry's computers to make the money lost. Someone said, prove it. And he said, can you prove he didn't? Anyway, he has, the new Jim Baker show. That's what he's up to these days. JimBakerShow.com.
Tammy Faye died, right? Didn't she have like cancer?
Tammy Faye did die. I don't remember what she died of, but yeah, she died. All right, Vinny, look at that. We didn't even get to, we talked about harassment, but we didn't get to any of the stories. It's fantastic. What's coming up?
Superstitions and the worst taste in the world. Oh. Radio.com. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Our station's website is really good.
Yep.
Here's what's happening. So the World Series in baseball starts tonight at 5 o'clock. We're not in it, but the Dodgers and Astros are, and they're saying it will be the hottest World Series possibly on record.
Right, 100 degrees.
At game time, it'll be almost 100.
I think
That's 5 p.m. tonight.
Yeah.
In Southern California.
Unbelievable.
97 to 99 degrees.
Right. 94 is the old record?
I think so. And that was in Arizona.
Mm.
So, anyway.
It's famously hot there.
Right. Mm. I couldn't live there.
Mm-mm. Can't even go out in the summer.
Well, and it just feels like...
Well, actually, you can, but you have to go out between like 5 a.m. and 7 a.m.
Just feels like a bad movie. There's no water there.
Yeah.
I don't mean a bad movie. I mean like one of those movies. What was
where
that
people
movie?
Have made bad decisions about where they live.
Or the earth is at the end of its, you know, there's just global warming.
Who stars in it?
Denzel.
Denzel, end of the world movie?
It's like there's no water left. None.
Oh, I remember that. That's the one with the Bible.
Yeah.
Right. The whole thing's set in a dust bowl.
And there's no water left. Yeah.
What is the name of that one?
It's called
Arizona.
Not all that long ago.
The
Book of Eli.
Yeah, that's it. That's what makes me think. I think of
it. Does it rain at the end of that one?
I don't remember.
Does he figure out a way to make it rain?
I don't know. Anyway, this story's fun. You're going to like it.
Okay.
A guy named Tufik Mwala.
Tufik
Mwala.
Tufik?
No, Tufik.
Tufik.
F-I-K. Like,
he's got a toothache.
Tufik.
Tufik Mwala.
I got a Tufik.
I got a Tufik.
Okay, Tufik Mwala.
Listen.
It's awesome.
I can take a break. Just
no, hey, look. We're having fun.
A guy
this
named...
is fun.
Yeah. We're having fun.
The guy's name is Tufik, Vinny. Right.
A guy named Tufik Mawala. Saying I haven't even finished the sentence yet.
Where's he from?
There's not a period there, yeah, you know, like that's just.
There's a guy, this is the whole story. The guy's name is Tufik Mawala. Go.
Was driving in Saint Laurent, Quebec, Canada last month. And on the radio comes CNC's massive hit from 1990, Gonna Make You Sweat.
Look at Sarah.
Oh, get it, girl!
Oh, oh, yeah!
Oh, my God. You're so weird.
Oh, my God. I love this song so much.
Me too.
I know. It's so funny.
So good.
So what happened when Tufik heard
so,
this song on the radio?
Like we all just witnessed, it comes on and you can't help it.
Yeah.
You get
crazy. What are
you
going to do?
So Tufik is driving down the road in Canada. CNC comes on with their hot hit.
Everybody dance now.
And because Tufik is just like everybody, he starts singing loudly and dancing. Then he saw a siren behind him and some cops pulled him over because they saw him screaming and apparently they thought he was in danger.
Oh.
Are you okay?
Well, people do get, you know, crazy looking. Like when you can't see what's happening and someone's freaking out in their car. Like have you ever been on the highway and you're looking out the window and you see someone like, you know, just kind of move it and you realize after watching them for a minute, oh, they're like rocking out to something.
Right.
But they could be having a fit. You know, you don't know what's happening. Is that not
seizure?
PC? Yeah, whatever. I don't know. Spazzing out. I don't know.
I think fit is safe.
I don't know. Everyone looked at me with big eyes like,
oh, no.
Oh, no. Did I say something wrong?
You can say that. Dump.
Like yesterday.
That was all Bryn yesterday.
Yeah, Bryn.
Bryn
clearly has baby brain.
Bryn didn't say it.
Yeah, but Bryn's in charge of it.
Anyway, some cops pulled him over when they saw him screaming and apparently thought maybe he was in danger, even though he wasn't.
Yeah.
He got a ticket for $118.
Why?
Why?
Because he was screaming in his car.
You can ticket someone for isn't that like my safe space where I can do whatever I want?
Tufik says he's not entirely sure that singing or screaming in your car is illegal, so he's planning to contest the ticket.
Yeah, I would.
I think what
like,
you do
I'm allowed to rock out in my
is
car.
You walk into the courthouse with a stereo blaster.
And then everybody gets up and starts dancing because you just got the command.
The judge and the jury.
Oh, yeah.
This could be a music video. You know?
It could. Give me the music.
Takes too long for the guy, the rapper, to come in. But, I mean, honestly, at that point, you just say, Judge, I rest my case.
Skip ahead. Time.
Look at Yuzi go.
Oh, go, Human.
Jump, jump, jump with the rhythm. Jump.
Come on, Human, let's dance. Want to dance?
Come on, let's dance. Move your butt.
Human won't dance with her. She
He's
just
dancing.
Said, do you want to dance?
Do you want to dance?
He's dancing, but he needs to
chairs.
Be near the mic so that he can say
know,
every
like
other word that he
my
knows.
Booty. I'm getting ready for Vegas.
Woo! When are you leaving? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning she leaves?
Yeah. Well,
look at those knockers.
You know.
Everybody. Look at those
I hope you're watching
knockers.
At RadioAlice.com.
Slash
if I
watch.
Dance with her, I have two black eyes.
This story was for you.
It was.
Oh.
So yeah, Yuzi leaves for Vegas tomorrow, and guaranteed, Anita has her baby tonight. Like we are, it's gonna
we're
be
hoping,
me, Human, and Vinny.
We go. You know what? We're gonna sock it to the morning show.
Yeah, they're colluding.
Saying,
he probably had the baby on
me.
Sunday. He's just you know waiting to really screw us on Wednesday.
I mean, we're best when everyone's here, but we'll be okay.
We will, and it's funny because we used to do the show. Like Yuzi was out sick for a while. And it was just me, you, and Human, and that was you know.
And
that was 1999, everybody.
Vaughn stepping up. I have Vanessa coming in to help y'all out, getting stories.
How many times have we been like, this is yesterday's paper? Oh, well.
Well, let's see what's in it.
Here's what happened yesterday, everyone.
Yep.
In case you missed it.
Built on yesterday's news. Sarah and Vinny.
Woo. Yeah.
That's funny.
The worst taste in the world.
Okay.
Now, what is the worst tasting thing that you personally have ever eaten?
I'm going to say chewed up aspirin.
Chewed up aspirin?
Yeah, I am thinking it's something like bitter and sour. I can't really say. I mean, for me, also blue cheese. Like, blue cheese is the worst flavor to have in your mouth. It's like super pervasive. But also, like
blue
cigar.
Blue cheese isn't that bad, really?
Oh, God, I can't stand it. Like, even, I've told you this before, like, a piece of blue cheese, like, with it near my plate, like, fouls my whole meal. Like, I can't take it.
Black licorice actually makes the list, and I like that.
Oh. Oh, these are like several things that are.
Oh,
bad.
There's a bunch of things.
Yeah, I'm
endive
not crazy.
Is on the list. Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
I love endive. Endive. Like endive salad?
Yeah.
No one pronounces endive. Don't do that.
Endive.
Don't
do that. It's a little lettuce.
Bitter.
And it's
we
super
know
bitter.
What it is. No one says it like
that. I wouldn't eat it alone, but use it sometimes. It's like you can peel it off and you can use it to like scoop, I don't know, hummus or whatever you're eating.
I think that's the stuff my mom, she eats it plain.
Yeah, it's some people love it, but it is really bitter.
It's like a, it's almost like a piece of lettuce or a celery
mm-hmm.
stick,
like
or
an inside piece.
Yes.
It is kind of like a combo with those two things. It's thin.
Okay, so I do know that my mom eats that plain.
Yeah, well, some people love it.
Well, it's on the list of worst tastes in the world.
And black licorice, I don't like that, but I mean, that's not going to kill me.
Yeah, I actually prefer it.
Right.
I don't know if I'm going to get this right. Natto. It's a Japanese dish made from fermented soybeans.
How do you spell it?
N-A-T-T-O.
I never heard of it. But anything fermented will have
gnarly.
Like a sour.
Pull up the picture.
Oh, really? Oh, there goes
a
coffee.
That's gross.
Oh, it's gross. Okay. Well, it looks like peanut brittle. Kinda.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you didn't know it was nasty, though, you'd go like, all right, you know. I don't know. It just looks like...
Vegemite, Brussels sprouts.
Oh, Vegemite is the stuff that's like
Australians eat
Australian
that.
Peanut butter.
I don't. Isn't
it? Isn't
like
it a smear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's black.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And is it made from veggies?
I don't know. Brussels sprouts come in at number three.
Brussels
no,
sprouts.
You don't.
Yes,
it's made from leftover brewer's yeast extract with various vegetables and spice additives.
That's what
Vegemite somebody just
is
went.
Made
what
of?
Are we going to do with all this leftover crap? And so then they made something
the bar
out of it.
Floor
make
scrapings.
It into jam. What was after Vegemite? I was too busy reading.
Vegemite, Brussels sprouts. This is now we're getting into the real stuff. This is where it gets
Brussels
ugly.
Sprouts.
Walrus fat that's been buried underground for months to ferment. Apparently, it's eaten in Alaska.
Oof.
They eat that there.
Oof.
Walrus fat buried underground until it ferments.
So fermented fat.
Yes.
No thanks.
Would you try it?
Yeah.
Oh, pull up a picture, bro.
I don't want to.
Do it, bro.
Show him.
What'd you type in?
Type in walrus fat fermented.
Fermented.
And then just the
Alaskans
the first image.
Love it.
And it's going to be that fermented shark stuff that they do in Iceland, right?
Delicious.
Is that on the list?
What do you think?
Brr.
Yeah,
I wouldn't eat that. I don't think I could be in a room with it.
It looks like a piece of fish with the skin still on.
Is it like healthy?
No.
Why
it's
would fat.
It be? And sheep brains top the list, which is, I think, is that a Scottish thing?
Yeah, it's not a haggis thing.
Sounds like it, yeah.
That is the worst taste in the world.
Mm. Sheep brain?
Sheep brain.
I will never try it.
You won't?
I know. Would you eat brains? I wouldn't eat brains.
I Brand would.
I'd try
I sure would.
Almost anything.
I do, actually.
You eat brains? What brains?
Normally, like chicken brains.
You do?
Chickens have a brain?
Yeah, it's small.
It's
if
very
I
small.
Only had a brain.
Quarter.
So do they come in a bowl of brains? Is it like a
yeah,
bunch of chicken brains?
No, it's just from the chicken. You just take that head, you crack it open. You
oh, God.
You just
it
crack
up.
The head
Jesus.
Open.
You,
of it.
Slurp
you eat it raw?
Do you use
no,
a spoon
you don't eat
or
raw.
You suck?
I don't eat it raw.
Spoon or suck?
I do both.
You suck. You're a sucker.
I suck. And I eat it raw.
Oh, you don't cook it?
I'm kidding.
You know what pisses me off? Like, there's no one here to isolate his
I know.
embarrassing thing.
So before you leave today, Bryn, let's isolate a lot of the stuff you're saying so we can play
you
back.
So we
who's
going to
play that back?
Hooman's going to play it back.
All right.
Easy, dude. Just put it in there and label the buttons,
the buttons.
Too.
Yeah. Label all the buttons.
Do all that for us, and then you can go. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Oh, this might. I better not.
Do
is
it
mean towards me? I'm sure it is. Let's hear it.
They mentioned a director's name is supposed to be a pig, too. Let's see how many movies he gets out when Harvey Weinstein is out. I'm with Vinny. Stop with all the CGI. I don't want to say the guy's name. but he came up because of a movie I was talking about.
Oh, I know.
Hey, don't insult the video games by comparing them to Transformers.
What?
You're tripping, bro. Transformers are multi-million dollars, if not billion dollar movies. I know, that's why I mentioned it, because some of these big blockbuster movies aren't as good as they're
horrible.
All cracked up to.
Right.
I thought Jurassic World was crap.
I loved it.
Unwatchable.
Thought it was awesome.
Yuck. The first one.
Pratt.
What's that's not the first one.
No, Jurassic World is the one with Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard. I liked it. It's fine.
Jurassic Park, the first
yes.
one. I loved the book. And I love the movie.
I actually didn't think the second one was bad either. I liked that too.
Female Remy is pronounced Remy.
Remy?
Yeah. Now you know.
Thanks.
Vinny, tell Dusty to stop looking at her phone. That's why she's getting carsick. I don't tell her to do stuff. I don't know how other people's relationships work, but that's when you start telling people crap. That's where you get into
it's
trouble.
It's called a reminder. You say, hey,
no,
remember how the last time you looked at your phone
it's
you got
called
sick?
Nag.
It's, yeah, it's called nagging or bugging
it's not
or
called nagging.
Being a pain in the ass. You're a grown-up. You've lived this long. You don't need me nagging you.
Yeah.
And there's things I let
feel
her
like
do.
In a partnership, you should be feel okay with saying, hey, remember, you look at your phone,
look,
you get sick.
You and John have a thing going that is unlike any other. And I'm proud and happy for you guys. Not everybody has that. I have a lot of things where I'm like this house decorating thing.
Yes.
The missus, this is an argument we had forever. I don't need a lamp on my night's table because I don't use a lamp on my night table. She feels like everything's out of balance if you don't have
Agreed.
Two lamps.
Yeah. You got to have I'm two lamps. Her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm like, I don't want that lamp there. I moved it over to some other spot because I don't need that.
Yeah.
I want it clear. And it's killing her. So this is relationship stuff. I'm like, all right, fine. Put the lamp back up there. The other day,
would it kill you to put the thing there?
I turn it on. It doesn't work. She has a lamp on my night table that doesn't work. But
well, you don't need it. You just said you don't need
it. I know, but why even have it then?
Because when she walks into the room, she sees this thing set up the way it looks pleasant.
Not to mention they're old lady lamps. But okay, we've got old lady lamps up on our nightstand. They're just these ugly lamps. They're so ugly. But anyway,
I bet they're beautiful.
I go to turn it on. It doesn't work. I look inside both these. They're circle bulbs. Have you ever seen those?
Yeah. Are you talking about the ones that are like the fluorescent tube?
They're tube.
Like
yeah, they're
flat?
Tube. They're
like
circles
flat?
Like
oh,
this.
Oh.
They're like halo bulbs.
Yes.
Oh.
They're broken and not attached. They were in there hanging off the side. But like, what the hell? Why would anyone want this on the night? You know what? Doesn't matter to me, man. I got my room.
That yeah, I mean, let her. You said she could do whatever she wanted
and
as long as she
then.
Didn't do.
There it is. Then there's
her...
relationships. So yeah. You know what? I'm not gonna say. You got it. Game over. I'm not gonna say. You just sit there and read your phone until you barf. You know what? Please barf out the window because I don't want to smell it. You and your. You can say.
You should be able to say.
I don't think people get like, get off me. I'm a grown up.
Well, I'm not saying don't say it 50 times, but you just say, hey, remember last time. Remember last time you hated that? You put that down. That's all.
All right. What's coming up in the trash?
The big Winterland announcement. I know. It's next, everybody.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.